But when the news broke earlier on in the week that we had lost this giant, this icon in South African music, lots of people shared their condolences online, particularly on social media. Well, one person whose condolences has caught the public's attention, particularly social media users, is Mark Fish. I woke up this morning, and as we do, you know, still lying in bed, kind of getting your mind ready for the day, and then you reach for your phone, get into social media. I saw that that Mark Fish challenge was the number one. It was the top trending topic, to my surprise, 48 hours after that mistaken post that Mark Fish had made. So it spawned this entire hashtag that people are still having a lot of fun with. So we decided to touch base with Mark Fish to really just find out exactly what went wrong. Good afternoon, Mark. You laugh.
Yeah. Zania, what do I say? So I think what I've assumed that people like me at the age of 43 shouldn't be on social media.
Never.
But, you know, it was an honest mistake. So what happened is that I heard there's the passing of, well, I have to say, you know, an iconic figure, you know, Master Shela. And, you know, and I remembered sometime last year I had a picture. And without thinking, I posted a picture. Obviously, you know who of Hot Sticks.
Yes.
But once I had posted, I was driving in the car and I thought, no, Mark, something doesn't feel right. And I actually said to myself, and I looked and I said, no, okay, obviously it's not. So I took it off as quickly as I could, but obviously it wasn't quick enough. And,
in this age of screen grabs, Mark, all you have to do is take a picture of a post. And then there it is. It lives forever.
I 100%. But I'm thinking I knew better. Obviously, I don't. And obviously, I learned quickly. And, someone sent me a picture, said you could have just gone on to what's trending and would have seen. Yeah, fair enough. But... So unfortunately, I wasn't able to take it off quick enough, but it's just one of those things. And suppose in this life, we just say that's how we learn.
Yes. So it's just
on social media and think you know things.
So just a genuine mistake. And you know who's who. You know who's who.
Yes, I do. Of course I do. Who's who. And, I just had to look into it. And it's, you know, the more, and immediately, and one or two people, when they heard that, I apologized. They said, you must never apologize. I'm like, no, I'm really sorry for putting the wrong picture.
Yeah.
Because obviously, once you apologize, you're admitting to the mistake, or someone didn't hack your
Twitter handle. Anyway,
Your Twitter handle. So be that. But it has certainly, I certainly haven't followed it as much as I hear it has been. But the most entertaining ones, you know, that have come out of it is, you know, the couple of the football ones, you know, where I think Spurs Zulu Shark, which is George Durnley, you know, there's a picture of him and baby Jake Matlaba. Baby Jake Matlaba.
Matlala, Mark. Baby Jake Matlala.
Matlala. And then he says, but we played at the Olympics together. So, and then there's the one with Benny and Mourinho.
Yes.
Which is quite funny. The football ones are very funny. And then the one with, the actor. I'm trying to think of his name now.
Uh-oh.
Traffic. Anyway, Benicio Del Toro.
Yes.
I mean, I wish I looked like him because at the end of the day, I remember at Charlton, the players used to think that I did, but at the end of the day, there's been really some absolutely funny ones. And yeah, you know what? I must say that from a tragedy that has happened, what's come out of it is that South Africans, we have a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
And long may it last, because you know what? In a time where the country, we've had a new ANC president elected and who looks like he's coming as a president, and you see certain things changing within the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most vibrant country in the world. And I say in the world because I lived abroad. I traveled the world playing football. And this is the first country that I always wanted to come back to. So, you know what? What happened yesterday, what happened the last couple of days, I certainly don't, it does not bother me. I'm not going to lose. I've had one or two close media people say, are you okay? And this,
yes.
I said, I'm fine. You know?
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Yes, exactly. I've been dragged. I know what it's like to be dragged on social media, Mark. So you are speaking to some, there was one picture that was taken at work. Do you know what a kota is, right?
Yeah.
So we have a food feature, and we challenged a couple of people, well, a particular chef, to prepare different kotas. And I get to enjoy these meals with my team members. And so there was a moment where I was sharing the kota, cutting it with a fork and knife so I could share it. But the picture that went out on social media suggested that I eat my kota with a fork and knife. And people said, oh, these 702 blacks, this is what it would be like if the DA came into power. All sorts of things, because you eat your kota with your hands. And that also trended for 48 hours with this picture of me eating, seemingly eating my kota with a knife and a fork and knife. So I get it. I get it. And some people have said that the problem is that there isn't an edit button so that users can rectify their mistakes. Other platforms like Facebook and Instagram have an edit button. You know, we all make those grammatical errors. There are those Nazis out there that are there to always say, it's not use, it's used, you know, or you spelt this wrong, or, you know. So if there was an edit button, this wouldn't have happened.
No, could be, but I think it's more, you know, when I know, I'm a little bit older generation, and you know, when I see people doing selfies and doing these videos, it's very complicated for me. Technology is very difficult. So it's quite simple. I don't even know if it was an edit button, whether I'm that arrogant where I'll put something and not even look to edit. So, but I'm sure if there was an edit button, that it would have been a lot simpler. And anyway, but at least we have the opportunity to laugh. You know, if we can't laugh at ourselves, then what can we laugh at?
Yeah. And Mark, I follow you, right? So I know that a lot of the time you wake up, you always posting something inspirational. Like today you said, good morning. Thursday, may it be a good day that you live your life expecting to see the goodness and blessings of God. Have a fabulous day. And this is often the tone that you take. So what's your use of social media? Why do you use it?
Well, I think exactly that. I think I use it to inspire, to be inspirational, because, you know, whatever challenges, whatever I've had in my life, and all the mistakes that I've done, and the wrongs that I've wronged people, especially, you know, I would probably say my two ex-wives, and hurt my children in the process, I'm learning from those mistakes. And that's why, you know, as when things are happening like this with the at the Markfish Challenge, you know, it's, you learn, you grow as an individual each and every single day. And, you know, don't take life that serious, because, you know, if you have the potential and the ability to get up each morning and go out and achieve what you want to try and achieve, then that's 50% of it done. So I try and, what I've learned from my mistakes and the things that I've done, I try and inspire individuals to try and give them hope, because it really is not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. Mark, thank you so much for being such a good sport, retweeting other people's tweets as well in this Markfish Challenge. Khaupalelwe says, with all the depressing inquiries taking place this entire week, we needed that hashtag Markfish Challenge to laugh a little bit. So people are grateful.
Thank you very much, but I was going to say, maybe you should select the one and post it, because I think there's been some really good ones.
They've been fantastic.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the support.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. That's
Thank you.
Former Bafana Bafana and international and local football player, Mark Fish. Have you made a mistake like that before? You know, especially on social media. I was just giving my side of it as well, where I've been dragged. That was the more notable one. And then, of course, there's the really harsh stuff, because social media can also be very, very brutal. So have you made a mistake like the one that Mark has made? And what do you think of being able to take things on the chin, being able to laugh at ourselves, laugh when the opportunity arises? As he says, we shouldn't take life too seriously, take ourselves too seriously. And this is demonstrative of that attitude that Mark has spoken of. Itukela on Twitter says, ha ha ha, at Markfish74. Ach man, shame, apology accepted. Bara Azania, you made pots that cannot be made, explained. So grateful for that explanation. And then Retabile has attached one of her favorites, saying that Markfish74 is the best. He's given us the tweet of the year. So early in 2018, an attached one where there's a guy standing at the doorway. He's clearly been washing, but he's been washing in a Vascom and he's got a towel around him. And they say, Musimaimani, Cape Town, day zero, hashtag Markfish challenge. And it's, of course, it's not Musimaimani in the picture. So it goes on and on with a lot of wit, a lot of humor that people have pulled out of what was a very tragic situation that we experienced at the start of the year.